68. This is Five Live Breakfast. We are now going to talk about an extraordinary cosmetic procedure that's becoming increasingly common.
Yeah. This is because a celebrity Brazilian plastic surgeon with hundreds of thousands of followers on social media went on the run yesterday after a woman died following injections to enlarge her buttocks. Now, investigations say Dr. Denis Furtado, who's known in Brazil as Dr. Bum Bum, carried out the procedure on, in his apartment in Rio, and the judges issued a warrant for his address. And here's the stat globally, the number of people having Brazilian butt lifts has more than doubled in the last 5 years. Might well be something to do with the Kardashian effect. Well, this is according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. Recent figures suggest the number of procedures went from 8,500 in 2012 to more than 20,000 in 2017. I speak to plastic surgeon at the BMI Alexandra Hospital in Cheadle, Gary Ross, first surgeon certified by the Royal College of Surgeons to perform this. Good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Hi. Obviously, there's good practice and bad practice. What can go wrong, Gary?
The procedure itself involves the liposuction of fat from around the torso, usually waist and thighs, and the injection into the buttocks. And we know that injection into the muscle makes it more dangerous. And there's been recently a warning, a global warning by the Task Force on Fat Grafting, warning all surgeons to alter practice as a result of increasing deaths, and the biggest cause, or the number one cause of death, is the injection of the fat directly into the vasculature within the muscle of the buttock or the gluteal muscle, and that can lead to the fat moving towards the along the vessels of the lung and causing embolism and almost instantaneous death.
How long does that take to happen when it goes wrong?
Yeah, that can be pretty quick. The key for these sort of procedures is to be done in a regulated facility where there is backup care, and performing something in an apartment or an unregulated facility is an awful way for fat grafting to be performed, and patients really need to be looking at regulated facilities and regulated physicians to be able to carry out these procedures, which often are carried out in an unregulated fashion.
When it is regulated, when it is properly done, how do you avoid that terrible thing happening which you just described?
I think patients are wanting enlarged buttocks, but they need to be aware that the more fat that's put in, the more the risk. And so there is a limit to how much fat should be put in one sitting. There are certain cannulas and that can be used there. One should not be loading in with bolus doses or anything under pressure, and the fat should be placed in the superficial plane, not within the muscle.
Is this the Kardashian effect?
Patients are wanting this procedure. Really, it's been driven when it started in the 80s, as we move on, the 90s and the 2000s. I think the biggest influence has been social media, and the Kardashian effect is certainly part of that. The reason why the buttock enlargement has been popularized, I'm sure, is mainly social media.
Mm. How much does it cost?
The cost varies greatly depending on techniques, and obviously it can range from anything from a few thousand pounds to tens of thousands of pounds, and it's the cost cutting that has sent people into unregulated facilities.
So if someone comes in and says, you know, make it massive, what would you say to that?
I always think it's if someone has unrealistic expectations, and making it massive, I would say that's all a perception of what massive is. But if they're wanting something that's unrealistic and potentially harmful, then it's in everyone's best interest to explain that to the patient and not to operate.
Do men have this done?
There's an increasing wish for fat transfer in men. Buttocks is probably less common than calves. Calf augmentation has increased a lot. But yes, buttock augmentation in men does is the whole of the patient population has changed. The focus on buttock or buttock rejuvenation per se, and there are many different procedures that can be performed, has rapidly increased.
What you say, Gary, about social media being the driver is interesting and predictable. Calf augmentation. Rachel and I are both examining the part of the body and down there. Why do people want that one?
Certainly for men, it's a lot of very fit guys who find that the calves maybe they're less able to build these up in the gym as comparison to some of the other parts of the body, and feel that their legs look out of proportion with their upper torsos. There are other reasons why patients may have smaller calves or they're out of proportion with
this may
be
a form of body dysmorphia, right?
I think every patient that's comes in looking for rejuvenation, one has to consider body dysmorphia, yes, and that's a very important part of the consultation process.
I've been watching videos this morning, because we knew we'd be discussing this, of women going in for these bum lifts, and I just feel desperately, desperately sad. And I know I sound like an old woman, and I know that there are often or can be very valid psychological reasons why people would want cosmetic surgery of different kinds, but it just feels to me like these are very often women, men increasingly, I'm sure, who need to kind of... happiness is, you know, from within, the whole idea that perfection comes from an Instagrammable body and, you know, your entire confidence lies in that. I just find profoundly depressing about, you know, where we are as a human race.
Yeah, it is very difficult, and I think it's very important to explain to patients that want this not just the short-term benefit that they're looking to fulfil, but also what could happen long-term, and especially in buttock rejuvenation, there's a functional item. We need the buttock to sit and walk, and it's not just an item that can be altered. Many people don't think about the long-term consequences, and yes, it is
okay.
Very difficult to be able to explain to patients that happiness does not necessarily revolve around having surgery, and even if you have the best surgery in the world and you get to where you want to be, that may not make you happy in the long term.
Okay, Gary, thank you very much indeed. Gary Ross there, plastic surgeon, BMI Alexandra Hospital in Cheadle.